Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am a Pet World Insider. I am so in awe of our next guest and what he has accomplished along with his guide dog. He has such an incredible story, so I'm not going to belabor this anymore. We're going to jump right into this. I want to welcome to the show Randy Pierce from 2020 Vision Quest. Randy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
You have such a great story. Maybe give us the short version of what your story is about.
Sure. So, leaping over a lot of things, let's put in perspective that I went totally blind in the year 2000. And in the year 2003 and 4, I spent 2 years in a wheelchair. And that's not a good foundation to believe in where we climbed to. But in the year 2006, the mighty Quinn, my yellow Labrador Retriever guide dog, and I were walking once again, and we took that to a new level as we began the mountain climb, and the story has just continued from there. Most notably, with last winter, our desire that instead of just climbing mountains, we wanted to try to make a historical accomplishment. And in one winter, we climbed all 48 of the 4,000-foot peaks in the state of New Hampshire, something that 46 humans had ever done, and two dogs priorly. And you know, now we have a human without sight and a guide dog who's got a little bit more work involved in just climbing these peaks, making that accomplishment. And I just think it's so synonymous with the summits you can reach with the right thing. But what a tribute to the work that my boy Quinn can do.
Absolutely. It's a tribute to both of you. I mean, this is just an incredible story of believing in yourself and knowing that there's more that you can accomplish. You know, a lot of hikers will bring their dogs along for a hike, and obviously your situation is different. What sets Mighty Quinn apart from the rest of his canine hiking peers?
Sure. Yeah, you know, I think the most powerful and fun way to look at it is for me to give you Quinn's job description for it. You know, he's about 2 feet tall, and I'm 6'4". So if you were doing Quinn's job, you'd be guiding somebody 18 feet tall, weighing over 700 pounds, with feet the size of a table, up these narrow, twisty trails with cliff edges and snowdrifts and water crossings. The person you're guiding can't see, and you can't see. You do that all well, you'll get a pat on the head with some kibble and a whole lot of tail wagging fun.
Wow. Just a great visual there for you. It really does show how important what he's doing is, too, and how precarious it might be. So, you know, the two of you have taken initial steps to get to higher heights, but what about last year's historic accomplishments from your view? I mean, as you mentioned, only 46 have done it human being wise, two dogs, but the two of you, you've got to work as in one unit.
You know, part of it is the bond that we form with our animals. That's everyone. That's certainly a stronger bond between someone working with a guide dog because of the dependency that we get between each other. But as I began the project and began climbing, I was climbing in the summer with him, and I realized that this goal of reaching the 48 was going to be a little challenging because someday Quinn's going to retire from being able to guide me, and certainly that will happen in the extremes of this kind of work first. And it was so important to me that we have a chance to reach these summits together because, I mean, he's part of the team that got me started on this. I wanted him to finish it with me, too. That's what made us choose, in large part, to undertake it in the winter. And the second part is that winter actually eased off a little bit of our burden because all the twisty, rocky routes that are those trails become filled in with snow. Now, that brings new challenges with snow and some extreme cold, but it smoothed it out enough that his job became just a little easier. And while in the summer, we hike compressively slow because you have to worry about every detail of where is there a spot for my foot that's safe for my foot. Into the winter where the worries are, can we move quick enough to accomplish, you know, it's roughly 320 miles and about 120,000 feet of total elevation gain. And you've got literally just the winter from December 22nd to March 22nd to complete it.
Wow, that is incredible. You know, the other thing that comes to mind is there still are a lot of challenges that happen no matter what time of year it is. What were some of the biggest concerns that you had going into your project?
Sure, I mean, I'm responsible for clean safety, right? I mean, that's a part of it. He's going to do this great work for me, but I have to evaluate what are the right risks for each of us to take. You know, I like this notion that I want to be a problem solver more than a risk taker. Because a problem solver can do everything a risk taker does with more success and fewer bumps and bruises. So things we had to think about are the Northern Pleasant Traverse is 8 miles that you're above tree line and exposed to some pretty harsh winds and weather. And in that, if that's blowing any of the crystallized ice, I got to protect Quinn's eyes, right? So we have goggles in the pack if we need them. I'm going to worry about his paws if we get into stretches where it could be sharp or at risk of cutting up his paws. Now, we didn't actually hit those, but I never know it. So those are in the pack, right, carrying his supplies. You're just keeping water in a form that he can drink because it's going to freeze up fast, right? And I'm carrying his food and our water for both of us on this journey, and I've got to find ways to get that to him quickly without stalling because, you know, Mount Washington, on the day we were up there, was minus 27 degrees with winds averaging 50 and gusting to 60.
Wow. That puts it in perspective. I mean, really, just so incredible the effort you guys and the preparations, the people that were involved with you. You know, that's another great part of the story that we only have so much time. But I mean, I, again, just incredible. Yeah, I also wanted to, you know, bring up the fact that this was just the beginning of your mission, if you will. You have a whole other segment that you're really trying to accomplish and things that you're trying to do with bringing awareness. Let's talk about that for a moment.
You know, you said it really well in the beginning when you mentioned the concept of ability awareness. Certainly, I have a disability. I can't see, right? And I am totally blind. But I think the emphasis on the world really should be for everybody, no matter what your situation, that what you can do is much more important than what you are unable to do. And what you can do is limited by your beliefs in yourself and your willingness to work to get there. And what better statement than to make this accomplishment and then to publicize it as, you know, as well as possible. We have a movie. We obviously have a lot of stories up on our site. But, I mean, I just think the accomplishment gives that message powerfully.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's touch on briefly the people that really kind of joined up with you to make this happen. How did that come about?
Sure. Well, you know, initially, the inability to walk from my time in a wheelchair really made me appreciate walking. And hiking is just walking under, you know, more challenging and far more rewarding situations. So I started into communities. I mean, people and our pets hold the key to how rich our lives can be. And as people began to believe and see what I was doing, the hiking community started suggesting, you know, ways that we might start solving these problems and different ways of challenging. You know, we may have started with what we're doing now, but there's so many other things in our future. You know, in October, Quinn and I hiked the Grand Canyon, and we run road races together. And all of that comes about by people suggesting, if you can do this, would you consider doing this? And that leaves kind of a limitless amount of concepts. Then the support comes in. I mean, all of our relations that we make with people determine how much and how well they're willing to help. But, you know, the filmmaker that we had with us, I hadn't met her when we started our first hike. By the end of it, she still believed in what Quinn and I were doing. She did all the work for free. She said, here, make this a way to send your message out in the world. And, you know, we have this great 48-minute documentary. And, you know, one of the hiking partners. Because Quinn isn't always the best solution for certain stretches. When he's the best solution, we work together. But it's just sort of a combination of working with people and Quinn to make it as successful as possible.
Hey, Randy, where can people find out information? What's the best source to get more information about what you and Quinn are doing?
Well, I would suggest people start on our website, which is 2020visionquest.org. That's 2020visionquest.org. But we're all over social media. You know, we connected in through Twitter, and Quinn has his own Twitter account. And we use all of the forums to share our message. And I think, you know, one of the most powerful parts we'll talk about a little bit later is our outreach to other organizations You know, in the last 3 years, just under, we've talked to 22,000 students in schools throughout all of New England.
Hey, Randy, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you so much. Look forward to sharing more with you.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.